Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Now that the midterm elections are behind us, Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says he's hoping Congress will pass the 2018 Farm Bill soon. Haney says many were disappointed that an agreement was not reached by the end of September.
We were disappointed that we didn't get it before it expired. There was a lot of conversation, as you know, and a lot of talk in the news and a lot of talk in Washington that they're going to get this farm bill on time. And we were hopeful that would happen, but we also knew that never happened before. It would have been the first one we'd written on time in many, many years.
Haney says the farm bill is more than just a food and nutrition program bill.
There is a lot of things connected to the farm bill that we take for granted every day. The truth matter is it affects the way we trade. It affects the research that we have for our industry. It affects the way we develop the economy all across rural America, especially rural Kentucky. All that is really connected to the farm bill.
Although Congress has been on recess, he says quite a bit of work has still been taking place.
Even with the way that we have food supply systems, SNAP program and all those things are connected, of course, to the farm bill. That does create a lot of market for us to produce.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
President Mark Haney says he's glad to see the industrial hemp legislation will likely be included in the farm bill.
Congressman Comer has absolutely been a real leader in this movement. So is Senator Paul. His influence in industrial hemp along the way has made an important role too. But Senator McConnell taking the stand that he did to make sure that it is a part of the farm bill. That's a huge thing for a new developing industry.
He adds, once the final version is passed, then the real work gets underway.
Implementation and writing the regulations for the farm bill or any legislation is where the real work begins, and those are the real effects that get to us down at the farm level.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.